Hello, I'm Shane Armel.
Yeah.
Hello to Zoom as well. I want to say happy birthday, Dale. I love you. I see you in a lot of meetings, and I've gotten to hear you a couple times. You're just an amazing, kind person, and it's been a joy getting to share the rooms with you. And welcome to our newcomers as well. I was a newcomer not too long ago. I don't know if I said my name is Shane Alcoholic. I have how many days sober today? It's about 2 years and 5 months and some change. And I have had and I'm having a spiritual awakening as a result of the steps. I have a sponsor, I have a grand sponsor, Lynn, and I sponsor as well. I write a 10th step and I share that with my sponsor. That's the act of rigorous honesty. I wasn't doing that for a minute and it didn't go so well because it's, you know, rigorous honesty. I wasn't being honest with anyone. So I'm 6 out of 7 days on that in a row. So that's where I'm at presently. I go to meetings. I have commitments. I try to be in the middle of this program because it's a matter of life and death. And I don't want to die today. And that's kind of like a new thing, you know? But since it's a thing, it's like a real thing. You know, it's like, I want to be here. I want to be of maximum service. And I know that that's through living the spiritual principles of the 12 steps. I'll try to go quickly through what it was like to move to what happened and what it's like now. I'll say I was at a birthday dinner last night in Laguna Beach for someone who had 2 years. And it was at a restaurant that when I was 25 years old, I took like 8 shots really quick. And then I got in a car. Might sound familiar. And I got a DUI, you know? And that was a long time ago. And I didn't get sober, stay sober until more recently. So there's I really love the reading, the third reading. I'd never heard that in a meeting before. And what I heard, there was something about infinite suffering, right? Like, and I was like, that's what that felt like. It was like infinite suffering, and now it's like infinite peace, infinite love, infinite connection, like all that that was is no longer, and now there's just this like open world. And the world was so small, my perception of the world was so small when I came in. If I'm living in the fourth dimension now, and I love that, to be in a spiritual realm and be there and here with you all, I was in the first dimension. Like, it was like spiritual extinction was on the horizon. And the world was like this. And I knew everything in this, like, you know, like all of nothing. And now as the world has expanded through this program, the 12 steps, and conscious contact with a higher power that I don't understand, but I feel so deeply, and that is that which moves me through this world today. The world has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, and it just keeps growing. So the infinite expansion, the infinite love, going from infinite suffering. And I also know or have found that the more I know, the less I know. And that's so cool. That's like humility is a pretty new thing for me as well. And it grows. The more I know, the less I know, because the world gets bigger and my percentage of knowledge in that world is smaller. So great, you know, I'm cool with that. That's much better than what it was, which was pitiful, you know. And I didn't think that it would change. I didn't think there was any way for it to change, but I hadn't tried this. And so I was at this birthday party. And as I said, I'd gotten a DUI, you know, several years before that. And that wasn't my first time getting pulled over for DUI. I'd gotten pulled over multiple times before that. I'm sure, you know, many of us can relate to that as well. And then like 2 weeks later after the DUI, I was in the hospital for drinking. And that wasn't my first time in the hospital for drinking. It wasn't my last time in the hospital for drinking. And there were other substances. And I did a lot of those things. It was like, once I started, I couldn't stop. And I would try to stop, but I couldn't stay stopped. And so I couldn't live with it. I couldn't live without it. All the things that you hear, because life just felt too hard without it. And there was no sufficient substitute to be in this world. So those feelings of like not wanting to be here came from a place of not knowing how to be here, not being able to do this. You know, and today I get to do this, and like it's a whole new experience. So with like step two, returning to sanity, I struggled for a minute with that because I was like, I don't remember ever having sanity. So what's that going to be like? But I guess it's kind of like a factory reset. Like it's a reset to time before I knew, and not to go too into my childhood, but yeah, it was sad. I mean, many of us have had sad, thank you, had sad childhoods, but neither of my sisters alcoholics or addicts. My father was, both my father and mother had severe mental illness. I was raised by my grandparents, my grandma, alcoholism. And I just a shout out, she's not on the Zoom, but my grandma is like 3 months less time than me in sobriety. I got to practice the 12th step on her. She is a rocking sober sister lady. She's a sponsor. We go to women's retreats together. We signed up for the International Women's Retreat in San Diego, which is like a year ahead, but we're so excited. I love my grandma so much, and she's a great example of this program to me. So that's a cool story because I grew up in an alcoholic household, and now I'm in a sober household in my family. So again, you know, it's not those circumstances that led to my alcoholism, but any from the very beginning, as soon as I took a drink, which was late, I drank in college. I was afraid of drinking because I grew up and I was like, that's, I can't do that, but I want to do that. So as soon as I was able to get away from the home, I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. Bad. From the beginning. just like where I care, there's not enough time to go over all of it, and we don't need to, it's all the same. I hurt people. I hurt a lot of people in college from drinking. Like I was hurting people. I was hurting people I was in relationships, and then I was hurting friends. I was like, I could see that I wasn't going to have friends for very much longer because I was doing like that dastardly things, you know? And so that kept going until the first time I went to treatment, which was before the DUI. And that's when I was like, I gotta stop. I gotta stop it, but I didn't do the stuff, so I couldn't stop, right? And I was just miserable because then you're just, you know, this control. So I was trying to control life for a decade or so, and then 2.5 years ago I had the gift of this moment of just, you know, this moment, this window, it's like in the book, that moment where, you know, I heard somebody in this room share that it's the moment where willingness meets like my not willingness, like that moment, that bottom where it's like, how did I even, like, you know, it's not me. I know that because it's a miracle. I can't explain it. There's no numbers or words that can explain like what happened in that moment. There was just a moment where I had a little bit more hope than like not wanting to be here. And so jumped through the window and I went to treatment because I needed to get out of like my home and into a place. I would not be sober if I hadn't gotten into AA and the steps like immediately. I remember I was in treatment and I went to a meeting in LA because you could leave this treatment sometimes. It was nice. I went to a meeting, I walked in, took my 31 day, I took a 30 day chip. And then that's been my home group ever since. I've had my sponsors in that group. I live here, but I drive up every Sunday morning for that meeting. My sober sisters are there. Like, I don't want to lose what I have. And I certainly want to give away this hope and this freedom and this peace. So while I was in treatment and there are newcomers, it's like, I got a sponsor. And I had gone to treatment before and I didn't think you get a sponsor in treatment. Like you get it after. No, you get it while you're in. Like that was really critical for me. And then that sponsor, who's not my sponsor today, but she told me to get on my knees and pray the third step prayer. And I'd never prayed. Since I was a kid, prayers were kind of like, I don't know. Like I didn't necessarily believe. I'm down to a minute. So we're speeding up. So I love to live in the 12 steps, right? And I love to carry the light out into the world. Gratitude is a big part of my spiritual practice. I write and share gratitude. I love the 11th step. I love to meditate. And I'm someone whose brain was like, I never thought I would ever be able to meditate, but I heard the best meditation is the one done every day. And that means just like doing it. And so it started at like 30 seconds and 2 minutes. And then I think I meditated for like 25 minutes today. That's, you know, what's happened is my entire being has shifted. The psychic shift that occurs, like my body has changed. Like you think of like an athlete that trains the gym and it takes time. Like I'm not the same anything. I'm just, a, you know, we hear that, but in terms of meditation, that's a really, it's a great place for me to get closer to my higher power. And if I'm in contact with my higher power, I can carry my higher power out of my being into the world. And that's why I'm here. So thanks for letting me share. I'm really excited here, Lynn. And you guys are so fun and so nice. So I'm going to have to come back. Thank you so much.